Inside on Business, the news hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, a initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family. iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. With us is our lifestyle correspondent, Jeff Pitts from City View, because they know what to do. Welcome, Jeff. What do we got on tap? What's going on, man? Welcome, welcome, welcome.
It's October.
It is, yeah. October. I love it.
Great month. We got gearing up for Halloween.
Yeah.
What are you going as this year, Michael?
I don't, I'll probably go as an old washed out news broadcaster.
Really?
It's a stretch, right?
Sounds like a stretch. Yeah. What's the best costume you ever had?
Best costume, really the best costume I had, I was Dracula.
Huh.
When I was, I was about maybe 11, 12, somewhere in there.
Dracula.
And back in the day, we didn't have these plastic fake teeth or anything mm-hmm. like that. So I had to make some up.
Uh-huh.
And so I used pumpkin seeds.
Pumpkin seeds.
And I glued them to my teeth. And so as the fangs for Dracula. Pretty good, huh?
That is good.
Yeah, I had the cape going, the whole thing, yeah.
That's a two-for-one October special, too. You carve the pumpkin.
Yeah.
You take the seeds. You make the costume.
That's it.
That's ingenuity.
There you go.
Huh.
Dracula. Yeah, my favorite character, the Dracula movies.
Mm-hmm.
The original was with Bela Lugosi.
Huh.
This goes back, black and white days.
Yeah.
And favorite line of that? Mm-hmm. He's offered some wine
uh-huh.
by someone. And he says, "I never drink wine." Anyway, yes. Good stuff.
Huh. Bela Lugosi. You think he was wearing pumpkin seeds?
I don't think so. He was a pretty sharp dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's on tap tonight?
We got a lot of good stuff going this weekend, this week. National headliners and local comics will be celebrating comedy at the 4th annual Beast Village Comedy Festival. The 3-day event is full of laughter, and it brings some of the nation's top acts. More than 40 comics are expected at this year's event.
Wow.
That's going on at Felix and Oscars and Des Moines Social Club. Check the Social Club's website for, what shows are where.
Got it.
But that'll be going
Felix
on all weekend.
And Oscars, that's in Urbandale.
Yep.
And then downtown at the Social
Club. Social Club.
Wow. Okay.
Should be a laughing matter.
There you go. Saturday.
Stop me when you know what I'm talking about. The Saturday portion kicks off with Good Vibes Yoga at 11 a.m. Food trucks will be on hand.
I know. Ding, 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 ding.
Let's hear it.
It is the Walnut Creek Watershed Festival in Colby Park in the great village of Windsor Heights.
That's right. I knew I couldn't sneak that by you.
That's it. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be. Have you been? I've never been.
Yeah, the Watershed Festival is a big thing. It's 11 and they got fireworks and food trucks mm-hmm. and all kinds of things going on.
It sounds like it's going to be something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Darren Fife.
That's right.
This is the 8th annual.
Mm-hmm. Be going on all day.
See, I got that one.
I knew you would.
I'm good for Dracula, and I'm apparently good for the Watershed Festival.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay. Cat. C-A-T. Cat.
Very good. Can you spell dog? What are you talking about?
The 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is at the Ankeny Community Theater. An eclectic group of 6 midpubescents vie for the spelling championship of a lifetime while candidly disclosing hilarious and touching stories from their home lives. The tweens spell their way through a series of potentially made-up words, hoping never to hear the soul-crushing, pout-inducing, life-unaffirming ding of the bell that signals a spelling mistake.
Oh. So where is this at?
This is at the Ankeny Theater.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Rated PG. It's musical comedy. Should be a good show. I'd like to see it. Are you ready for some hockey?
Hockey, yeah.
It's go time.
It is. Saturday night, dropping the puck at the well. See, I'm good for 3.
Mm-hmm.
We got Dracula, we got hockey, we got the Watershed Festival.
Mm-hmm. You had a busy weekend yourself.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Saturday night, yep. At the well, they'll be playing the Milwaukee Admirals. Wild had their first winning season last year. I wrote about it in City View this month, their preseason preview. They had their first winning season last year. They're looking to make the playoffs this year. Attendance is up. Everything looks good.
It's amazing.
All the numbers are up.
Yeah, it is. They've really done a nice job down there.
They've got a great staff. And they play tonight, or they play Saturday night. They play Sunday at 5, and then they play October 13th also. and
drop the puck.
Drop the puck. Should be good. An experience not to be missed. The Slaughterhouse Haunted Attraction is reopening its gates for the first time since 2013.
This is freaky.
I've never been.
This is freaky. I'm telling you, these guys are on the edge of reality.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I met them.
You did?
Oh, yeah. They were in a month or so ago talking about this happening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're just...
Oh, you had them on.
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell them about your pumpkin seeds?
I know. Yeah, I didn't, but I, you know, that was just bizarre.
Yeah.
It's a very scary thing.
Hmm. It sounds like fun.
You gotta take
they say
your
it's
bride.
Truly terrifying. Immersive nightmare awaits you this Halloween season. Yeah. That's not appealing.
This thing, these guys are for real. I mean, they've got... Yeah, spent some time in Los Angeles on the movie sets, and they've created movie sets out there. So they're doing this up big time. And yeah, it's what's the name of it? Slaughterhouse, right?
Slaughterhouse Haunted Attraction.
Ooh.
There's also a free horror shuttle provided to those parked at Zombie Burger downtown.
Of course.
And they say to expect long lines, so plan for that. And you might even buy your tickets in advance at their website.
All right. There you go, Slaughterhouse.
Yeah. Do you like getting scared?
No. I will not be going. I will not be going. I'm not into, you know, the Chainsaw Massacre movies, none of that stuff. I just don't do that.
Right. No. Okay, next week, Tuesday, David Gray is coming to Hoyt Sherman Place. Energy drive David Gray's live performances. His dynamic and heartfelt music has brought him praise, accolades, and a 25-year career. Culminating last year's release of his best of. This was one of my favorite CDs.
David Gray?
About 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah, so it should be good at Hoyt Sherman. Also Tuesday, Something Rotten at the Civic Center.
That's gotten some big reviews.
It looks good. The desperation to write a hit play grows for Nick and Nigel Bottom as they are continuously upstaged by the rock star Shakespeare during his musical. During this musical set in the 1590s. And
got
these
it.
Are competitors
okay.
of, this is a fictional story, but they're competitors of Shakespeare. And they keep getting, they can't one-up him. And they figure out, they think the future of stage is musicals. So then they write that. Hijinks ensue.
Something rotten.
Were you a disruptor in school, Michael?
I was not a disruptor in school, although I do remember getting paddled. That was back in the day when they had, you know, corporal punishment.
Wow.
Mr. Peterson.
Uh-huh.
Never forget, it was the last day of school. He was our study hall teacher.
Yeah.
And he said...
How old were you?
This is maybe ninth grade.
Ninth grade.
And so,
you got paddled.
Yeah, sure. And so he said from the front of the class, because he was a pretty strict disciplinarian. So
apparently.
Mr. Peterson said, is there anyone here in this study hall that I have not yet paddled? And me, like a dummy, I put my hand up. So he said, out in the hall.
Really?
Yeah, he gave me three whacks.
So you got paddled for being the kid that never got paddled.
Right.
That doesn't seem like justice.
Sure was. I was dumb enough to say, well, me. Never forget it.
It hurt?
Yeah, it hurt. I didn't cry, but it hurt.
That's bizarre.
Thank you. That's why my life has been so screwed up.
You've never been the same.
Mr. Patterson, or Peterson, yeah.
We should look him up.
Yeah, well, I think he's DOA, man.
You're not, yeah. Wow. Okay, well. Why? Well, there's a...
Why do you ask? We'd forgotten completely what we were doing, right?
We did. There's a new movement, apparently, sweeping the world, and it's called Disrupt HR. Every once in a while, an event is born that shakes things up, makes people think differently, and leaves attendees inspired. This is a management association event, and they're bringing in an inaugural. It's called a Disrupt HR event to Des Moines. Wednesday, October 11th, 5:30, 8:30 at the Science Center in Iowa.
So it's not necessarily lifestyle. Is it business?
Yeah, business. Yeah, I guess it's more business.
So we got a little
lifestyle.
Business talk in here.
It's a little business
like
pleasure.
It. Go
yeah,
for
sounds,
it.
Sounds like something. Disrupt. And that's it.
That's it.
Wrap.
Wow. So we got into disruption and everything. Very nice. Thank you, Mr. Patterson. Or Peterson. Was it Peterson or Patterson? Yeah, I can't remember.
You say
little
Peterson,
guy with glasses.
I know.
Swack.
How many swacks?
Three. With a...
Jeans up, pulled up, hopefully.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But the paddle had holes in it, you know, so it could go faster, I think. Oh, yeah, well, that's why I'm so...
Wow.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, from City View. He is our lifestyle contributor. We've got to get out of here because it is nigh on to, 6 o'clock. It's time to start the weekend if you already haven't. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. Program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. Liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. General manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvo. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening, a great weekend. We'll see you back here, God willing, at 5 o'clock on Monday afternoon with more of the Business News Hour. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Insight on Business. Thanks for listening.